This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains. As I write this story during the first week of September, the temperature has pushed its way into the triple digits, and the south wind is toasting any surviving green things in the oven known as the Southern High Plains. When you hear this story the following week, we will hopefully have regained more autumnal weather conditions, since fall is supposed to be the best time to plant many trees and shrubs. In any case, I will soldier on with a few facts that will hopefully help you decide that end-of-season planting is the way to go. The first thing to consider is selection, since our part of the country is notoriously hard on trees that don't have the stamina for the typical droughts, winds, extreme heat, or cold that we have in abundance. Get advice from reliable tree people, usually found at local established landscape and nursery businesses, or at your state extension offices. In addition to considering adaptability to our climate, also consider whether the tree has any black marks against it in terms of likely diseases or production of fruit or foliage that might become more of a nuisance than a good thing. Also look at the mature size, as it might be a problem if it grows too big for its allotted space. The size of the planting hole is critical, as it must not be deeper than the existing root ball, but must be three times as wide in order to establish a healthy root system that grows out, not necessarily down. Therefore, dig a $100 hole for a $10 tree. I think this is the hardest part of the planting process, especially if you have the chosen tree waiting in the wings, and the earth you are digging is a lot harder and heavier than you thought it would be. It becomes so easy to just dig a space that will barely accommodate the roots, when the hole and its surroundings need to be an inviting space of soft earth that will welcome those roots and help them get a good start. For this reason, I find it works best to plan ahead and get a jump on digging the hole a day or two earlier, then fill it with water and let it soften to become a more welcoming environment for the new roots. The next part of the planting process involves loosening the root ball a bit and making sure roots are not circling, as that means a slow death by strangulation for your prized addition. Basically, get rid of all burlap, wires, plastic containers, tags, etc., in order to give your tree a good chance at success. Add loosened soil and water and loving care as you plant. No need to put in added nutrients this early in the game. Mulch around the tree and water at least weekly through the fall season, then keep it up if we have a cold, dry winter. The last two rules are often ignored at the plant's peril. Use restraint in cutting back branches after planting, as you're probably cutting off leaf buds that will release a hormone that will increase root growth. Also, stake the tree only if necessary, which is often the case in our windswept part of the world. And if you do give it additional supports, remove them within the first year of the tree's life in its new quarters, as a staked tree will not develop the strong roots needed to survive. Some information used in this story was provided through the Master Gardener Program and presented by Kansas State horticulturalist Ward Upham.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.